Okay, we're going to take you back, and this time you'll be completely safe, completely protected. You will come and go in complete peace. You're rested like you were last time. Your whole body is at rest and at peace. You're listening to my voice, and it's directing you back. We're going to take you way back in time. I'm going to count to 10, and you're going back to your very first life on this planet Earth. 1. 2, you're going back, tuning in to that life. 3, 4, back. 5, very rested, very sensitive, you're tuning in. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, you're back at your very first life. What do you see?
Amphibians. We're overshadowing amphibians. We don't have physical bodies.
You mean like porpoises or what?
Amphibians is the word. It's like, it looks like a huge alligator, but it's not. But we are overshadowing different animals. We are feeling as they feel. We are seeing what it's like to be with them, to be one with them. We don't have physical bodies.
Do you have etheric bodies?
We have etheric bodies. We don't have physical bodies.
Do you live on the planet Earth?
We would live on, or what you would call above.
Do you live in any type of structure?
Yes, it is a structure. It is solid to us, but it's not solid. It is etheric.
It's a higher level of matter than regular physical matter.
Yes. And we are playing in physicality. It is our greatest game.
Are the people you with planning to incarnate on the Earth later?
We are incarnated. That's how we incarnate.
Well, you incarnate as in etheric bodies?
In etheric bodies. And then we jump into physical bodies that already exist and share them to see what it is like with those creatures that are already here.
What is it like when you share it with them?
It is very confining. It is very interesting to see that how they move and think on instinct and how they have the feeling of what they feel, the coarseness of the bodies, the solidity, the heaviness, the fun of seeing what you can do in this body that you can't do in other physical bodies.
Is your group planning on taking dense physical bodies later?
We are trying to decide what shape would be the best.
What shape are you thinking of right now?
Well, we have been experimenting with the lizards and the ones that crawl.
Okay.
You see? And there are ones also that others, we are doing, our group is doing the ones that crawl. But my sister's group, she does the ones that jump.
Do you, in these bodies you're in now, do you have death?
Only when we stay in a physical body too long.
When you leave, do you just leave on your own conscious decision?
It is more like we're in a physical body and we try something that body can't do. And when it dies, it shocks us. You see?
Okay. How long have you been on planet Earth?
Oh, I have been here for what you would term 50 years.
And are the people you with very intelligent?
Yes, we are all scientists.
Scientists.
We would call explorers.
How many people like you are on planet Earth?
Oh, there's about 350 in our group.
Where did you come from?
We came from a planet called the Pleasant Planet.
Does it circle around the sun here or another sun?
It is closer to that which you would call Sirius.
I see. But it isn't Sirius, it's just closer to
Sirius? It's closer to Sirius. It is called the Pleasant Planet.
Why is it called the Pleasant Planet?
Because everything is perfect there. It is very pleasant, but we are very bored.
Is it bigger or smaller than Earth?
A little bit smaller.
How did you come in a spacecraft?
No, we came by thought.
By thought. You came by thought and you built cities out of etheric matter?
Yes, out of etheric matter, because we use our brains. We are using thought.
And you built the cities out of by using thought?
By using thought. We think together.
You think together and then build?
It takes about 30 of us all concentrating the same, and then it appears.
How long does it take to build make a building?
Not long. Not long.
And do you build a lot of buildings? Or just a?
No, because just what we need. We do not want to waste.
Do you eat food?
We don't need it. We get it from the air.
I see. And is there vegetation in your sphere?
Not in our sphere, but on the Earth. We are explorers.
Yeah.
We are looking at what different planets can see and support life. So the ones of us that can go by way of thought are the explorers.
How far back in the Earth's history?
We are toward the beginning. We are what you would call the second root race. But not all of us can go by thought. And therefore, and our planet, the Pleasant Planet, is circling, and our scientists know that the sun that we go around will collide. We have only limited time. And so
preparing other planets?
We are looking to see where can those that cannot go by thought, that will have to take on the bodies and will have to survive elsewhere, where would be best for us.
Do you live in the etheric level on your Pleasant Planet also?
The Pleasant Planet is an etheric planet.
Oh, so it's not physical?
So it feels physical, and we feel physical.
But it's not physical like
but it's not physical.
These animals live in. Right?
Exactly. It is not as solid.
Okay.
But we were supposed to not need the physicality. But
you say
we
you got bored on that planet?
Well, we got bored. Many of us were bored, and so we volunteered to be explorers. But there was some dissension on the planet on what we should do to solve the problem that the planet will go into the sun.
How much time do you have left?
We have what you would term only approximately 80 more days.
80 more days?
80 more days.
Wow.
So we must make decisions quickly, but we are only one team.
Okay.
We will be reassembling.
Let's move ahead to when you reassembled and made the decision. What happened?
The group was determined that we would come in the direction of Earth because Earth had more systems, more air, more everything like what we have, only we would have to then have physical bodies. And we would join, and there would be more than one of us in a physical body because some of the ones that we are with do not know how to time travel, do not know how to space travel, do not know how to thought travel. And so what we are planning on doing is holding these ones, you see, and that each one of us can hold two and take them with us. But then whichever ones we take with us, we will have to help them into a body.
So do you move them all to planet Earth or just some?
Our goal is to move each one. There are some that are very much afraid, and there are some that are left on the planet that are teaching these ones how to get ready for this.
Okay, you move ahead. What happened?
The majority of ones have made it, not all.
And they all came to Earth, or did they come to several planets?
No, we wanted to stay together.
So you all came to the planet Earth?
We all came to Earth.
Was there a lot, like billions or millions? Or?
No, we are small. More like 500,000.
Oh. So your planet didn't have a lot of large population?
No. We didn't. It was a learning place. It was a place of experimentation. It was a place of holding energy. It was a place of developing thought.
Did it have vegetation on it?
Our place, yes, it was gorgeous.